In the Haftarah, this week, the Shabbos Shuva, we say at the beginning of the Haftarah, Shuva Yisrael at Hashem Aleikecho, Ki Choshelta Baveinecho. Return, Klal Yisrael to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, because you have faltered with your Avernus, because of your Avernus. Ki Chu Imachem Dvarim Veshuva at Hashem, El Hashem. Take with you words and return to Hashem. What does it mean, Ki Chu Imachem Dvarim? Ki Chu Imachem Dvarim, so the Rishenim in Hosea, they say, the Radak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, I'm not asking from you, not gold, not silver, not carbon oil, just Dvarim. I'm asking you to do tshuva, just Dvarim Ba'alma. Similar to what we saw in Parshas Netzavim, that it says, Ki HaMitzvah Azois, Loi Neflesi, Asher Noich HaMitzav Chayim, Loi Neflesi, Mimachov Alei Rechoykehi, Loi Meshamayim Hi, Loi Meiv Alei Yom Hi, Ki Korev Elecha Adavar Moed, Beficha Dvavcha La'asoysa. This mitzvah, which Rashi teaches to mean the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Ramban understands it to be going by the mitzvah of tshuva, that it's korev elecha dover ma'id beficho ubelvav chalasayse. It's in your mouth. It's just words. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, you don't have to pay not gold, not silver, nothing. It's in your mouth. It's korev elecha. I don't think that there's any other mitzvah, as far as I know, in the Torah that the Torah says about it. It's korev elecha ma'id. This is the closest mitzvah that's possible. And what does it mean though? Kechu imachem dvarim. Take for you words. Take words with you and return to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So lechora chelek of ikar chelek of tshuva is davening to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. They should have tshuva. In other words, aside from the charata and vidui and kabbalah la'asid to get rid of the avira, dahinu to get rid of the einish, to get rid of. There's also the relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's a chelek which is extremely important, and that's the relationship that a person has with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. In other words, the mashal, if a woman, she is poigan her husband, and she does something that angers the husband, then she doesn't say anything. Half a year later, when she needs a credit card, or whatever it is, she needs something from him, then, oh, by the way, I know I feel bad for what I did back then, and I hope you forgive me. What was worse? The pagia that was a one-time thing that was caught in the heat of an argument? Or is it the 6 months that went by that she didn't ask for forgiveness? A person doesn't have aviro, we have this certain feeling that aser shemi tshuva is the 10 days that you're supposed to do tshuva. But the rest of the year is not really specifically, maybe elul for tshuva. But even when a person doesn't have aviro in Shvat and Teves, the ikur is that right away he shouldn't forget about it. It shouldn't be that, oh, I'll wait till aser shemi tshuva to be chayz b'tshuva. It's right then and there. It's also, besides the fact that he might forget it, besides the fact that afterwards he won't feel so bad, there's the pegiah that's going on. In other words, you have a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Something happened, you spoke Lashon Hara, a person was Neshal and Lashon Hara. Oy, Rachman Aslan, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, please forgive me for the Lashon Hara that I spoke. And this is something also I've seen people in Mir that it's something that should be taught to children. Children don't really grow up with this musig that a person was, a child was Mechal Shabbos, I don't know exactly. Oyve. Okay, Seder was back then, it was. Say to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm sorry. Tell Rebbeinu Shel Olam that you're sorry. That they should realize that there's something. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is real. No less than anybody else. That we're the Kala of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If we forget, and the Kala is forget, and the Chosin, so then he doesn't wait 6 months. She doesn't wait. Hopefully, she has a real relationship. She's not waiting 6 months to be Chayzer B'tshuva. So a big chelek is the tefillah aspect, not so much the charata aziv tachet. The tefillah, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, please accept me. It's one of the one of the 20 chalakim of tshuva that Rebbeinu Yehuda enumerates. The 15th one is that tefillah. It says the shaykh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away the chet and there will be no einish, but the person is not merutza. A chelek is the dam of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a person should be merutza. Kinira, that's the Indian, a big Indian of the slichas that we say. If you look at the slichas that we say, What are we doing? Maman Shach. If a person did an avero, so then what does it help to say slichas, do tshuva? And if a person did tshuva, so then what does he need slichas for? He did tshuva. What is the slichas? As specifically was this error this morning. This morning we said in slichas, im taleni b'mishko. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, if you put me on a scale, tzidki kachol yam yiskal. My tzidkis, my righteousness, should weigh. Like the sand that's next to the sea, it should be extremely heavy, and it should weigh down. virishi, and my iniquities, my averis, kenoitzi yekal, they should be as light as a feather. What is this business? What are we trying to do over here? This person did terrible averis, and he's Ribbono Shelayim, they shouldn't be so heavy. They should only be like feathers. And my mitzvahs, they should be weighed down. What's going on over here? We're telling the Ribbono Shelayim, this is really what we want. We want a relationship with you. We feel bad that we did these averis. To us, what we would want is that our mitzvah should weigh down and that our averis shouldn't weigh down. There shouldn't be any separation in between us. We should have a lot of slichas. It seems almost that... half of them seem like kinos. It seems like we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash, we're talking about a lot of it is also the same thing. It's because we're in Galus and because that we have all the Shibin Malchus, that's why we're in such a massiv. And don't look at us in a bad light, Ribbono Shelayim, because what we really want is to have a shakas with you. What we really want is to have a connection. That's really the Rebbeinu Yoino in the 15th one of Tefillah. He brings a raya from this pasuk. Kechu yimachem dvarim. He got it says that means to be vidui. V'shuvu ad el Hashem. Imru elav kol tisa ovim. Say to Ribbono Shelayim. Daven to Ribbono Shelayim. In addition to the vidui, there's the imru elav kol tisa ovim. Please, Ribbono Shelayim, forgive me for my averes. That's a big chelik of the tshuva is the relationship with Ribbono Shelayim. The Rambam writes also that midarchei atshuva liyos hashov tzoyik lifnei Hashem b'chiyuv sachanunim. In addition to getting rid of the avera, getting rid of the oinish, there's that, please, Ribbono Shelayim, we feel bad what we do, we want to have that connection. Nevertheless, even though it says, kichui lemechem dvarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not asking for gold or silver, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not asking for its kariv elecha dover moed. It's, you don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to do anything. The reason why it's so karv elecha dover, because all it is words. It's your heart and your words. You don't need to go anywhere, you don't need to buy anything. It doesn't make a difference where you are. You're able to do tshuva wherever you are. No matter where, a person is able to do tshuva. However, for some reason, the Torah is made about it. It's karv elecha dover ma'oid. And for many people, it's extremely, extremely far. It's very, very hard to do tshuva. And you don't know how to do tshuva. What's the pshat? What's the pshat and what is a person supposed to do? I remember I was once, somebody asked me to learn with a certain person. He told me, the first time I met him, I think he said that he's a Baal Tshuva for 20 years. He says, since I became a Baal Tshuva, I don't feel that I grew at all. He made a change and he changed around his entire life. And he became a Frum Yid. He's like, since that, except for osmosis, whatever is just living among Frum Yid and that you start picking up automatically, he says, I don't feel that I grew Bechlam. We, to a certain extent, are like him 20 years. 20 years ago, we were born from. So we have that difficulty of, it's not Chazer, it's not Shmir Shabbos, it's not Taras HaMishpacha, it's not, so what is it exactly? So a lot of the difficulties are things that are, maybe Adam Dash Beikavi, Lashon Hara that we get used to, not having Kavanah with Tefillah, it's not Midois, certain things that are, it's not so defined, and it's not so, and you can't just, it's not just like, okay, stop, cut out, there's no more Big Macs anymore. It's something much more subtle than that. It's something much more subtle, and it's much more difficult to do that. There's no just turning around. And there's conversations constantly. It's not like you have to go to McDonald's and buy the Big Mac, and then you could just get any. Nowadays, they have bacon bits anyhow that are kosher. There's ways to get around it. Meicha d'shibuta, the 21st century Meicha d'shibuta, as the Gemara says, at the same time as Chazer, Gemara in Chulin says. So there's ways to get out. Here it's much more fine, it's much more difficult. Now, Lamaisa, the three Chalakim of Tshuva that are Ma'akiv are Charato, Vidui, and Kabbalah. So Vidui is what we're doing, a lot of Slichas, a lot of Anachra Vayisayinu Chotanu, that's Vidui. Even the Shamnu is just added on. That's in the Vidui is to be Moedah to Ribbono Shel Olam that a person was Chit. That's we do many times on Yom Kippur. It's a shaila why we have to do it so many times. For one time should be enough. But there's vidui is fairly simple. Charata is also fairly simple. Even though a person maybe doesn't have intense regret for what he did, however he feels bad. Most people, most from Yidden, they feel bad if they did an aveira. Even if the lashon hara, they spoke lashon hara afterwards, they feel bad. I shouldn't have done that. Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no sheer to the amount of that a person has to have for charata. Every charato is works. Now, is there a milus to more charato? Certainly there's more milus to more charato. The Ma'avit writes that during a Seris Meitshuva, a person, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is Dirshu Hashem B'Yimotzo, he can remediate the curve, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in what aspect he says, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Makabal the Tshuva, even though it's not a Tshuva Gemura, is his Lashon. So what does it mean it's not a Tshuva Gemura? So I saw somebody wanted to be in Farish that it means that he doesn't have all the 20 Chalokim that Rabbeinu Yehuda says that you have to. You have the Ikar 3, Charata, Vidui, and Kabbalah. But it could be also in the aspect of in the Charata Alein. Even though if a person is not so nischaret, if it would be during the year, Kadosh Baruch Hu would say, listen, there, when you have a little more charata, then we'll talk about it. But when it comes to Seres Metshuva, no, any amount of charata that a person has, you feel bad. Let's say a person would tell you, you're not allowed to do tshuva, would you feel bad? A person that mamish doesn't care, he wouldn't feel bad. Anybody else, yeah, he would feel bad. That regret, that feeling bad, that's already charata. That's charata. The Iker aspect, which is difficult, which the Rishonim, which the Achronim already speak about, is the Kabbalah Losid. Kabbalah means, it's also a little bit of a... There's two Kabbalahs that are mentioned during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. There's the Kabbalah that everybody should have a Kabbalah on Yom Kippur, to have at least to be Shaykh to the Parsha of Darchei Teshuva, to have a Kabbalah. Kabbalah Ketana, like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, that's not the Kabbalah Ala Osin. That's a Kabbalah to learn Musar, Kabbalah, but that's not Kabbalah Ala Osin that we're talking about when it gets to Teshuva. Is that a person says he's never going to do this Aveira again. A person spoke Lashon Hara, wants a Kabbalah. Kabbalah means I will never speak Lashon Hara ever again. That's what it means. Now that's quite difficult. A person's 22 years old and he has Amir Tashem another 98 years to go. Never speak Lashon Hara again. Like I've been speaking Lashon Hara I don't know how many times. Never speak Lashon Hara again. How am I supposed to do that? So there is an aspect, first of all, of being practical, and that is any Baal Tshuva when he's being Chariz. Let's go back to our friend who became a Baal Tshuva. When he became a Baal Tshuva, he didn't in 1 second stop with his Big Macs and all of a sudden keep all Lamitas Malachas. And is he Mechuyiv too? Yeah, you bet your bottom buck he is. Of course he's Mechuyiv too. Because it's Baruch's Mitzvah, you have to do all the Mitzvahs. But you can't. Because if you're going to do all the Mitzvahs at once, then it's going to backfire. Like the Mechtam Eliyahu says, when a person presses down on a spring, if Yitzhar is like a spring, you press down a tiny bit and you let go, nothing really happens. You press down a lot and you let go, then it springs back in your face and you end up further back than you were beforehand. If a person accepts on themselves too much, then or too fast, then it just springs back in their face. And this is tried and true. I used to learn with guys from about True Yeshiva and I used to hear all the time, the guys that went too fast, they would just fall. It's Pashit, Davar Pashit. You can't take on too much, you're not able to do that. And even though you could expend effort and with your adrenaline and your drive you do something that may be beyond your capabilities, but you can't last with that. It doesn't last for too long. And the Mela, even if a person would pay you, listen, what do you mean? You can't do it. Let's say I would pay you $1 million every day that you don't speak Lashon Hara. You never speak Lashon Hara again for the first week and a half. After that, I don't know. Right? Because you can't keep it up. You're just not able to. It's just to and therefore a person has to realize the same way that this fellow, when he was Chayz B'Tshuva, first he did Shabbos, he did Bishul. And then afterwards he did, hopefully he learned Lush. Afterwards he did all the rest of the Malachis, slowly but surely. And the same thing with the rest of the mitzvahs. So too, anything that we could be Makabal in ourselves, we could be Makabal. Anything which is too much for us, then to a certain extent we're honest. We have to have the Echirlis. We have to have some sort of plan that we're nechlam, we're going to get there. But if you can't do it too much, then you're honest. You have to know, you have to be honest with yourself what you could and what you can't. But there has to be some sort of plan of Kabbalah. Now, Lamaisa, so what am I supposed to do? So I think maybe a certain Nakuda is a certain mindset. And that is, my son told me on Shabbos, he says that the Amshanover, Rebbe, Langzunder Stark, he says Asher Yosef for 20 minutes. Every Asher Yosef takes him 20 minutes. He said, my son was telling me, he says on the signs it says, try to do 20 seconds. Right? But he does it for 20 minutes. So now, even for us, 20 seconds is Mesiras Nefesh. Usually Asher Yosef is on the go. We're as we're flying. Now Mesiras Nefesh means, Im Yeshes Nafshechem. Right? Avraham Avinu said to Bnei Ches, what does Nafshechem mean? Rashi says, Ratzoinchem. Mesiras Nefesh means Mesiras Ratzoin. If you stop with your Ratzoin, if you have a Ratzoin to go somewhere, and you stop and you say Asher Yosef for 20 seconds, that's Mesiras Nefesh. Truteka Mashmo. However, what's the pshat? I was just thinking last night, what's the pshat that Amshon Rebbe speaks, his Asher Yosef takes in 20 minutes? Is he as busy as I am? I would tend to say that he's not as busy, probably at least 10 times, maybe 100 times, maybe 200 times more busy than I am. He has a lot more to do than I have to do. And nevertheless, he says Asher Yosef for 20 minutes. But what do you mean? I'm always so busy, I don't have a second to last, and 20 seconds is already too much for Mesiras Nefesh. So what's the pshat? How does he do it? So he sleeps less than me, I understand. But But how else does, how does he do it practically? And I think the answer is that when a person realizes the chashivas of Avodas Hashem, so then this becomes a priority. Everybody knows that they have to be on work, at work on time. You have to be there at 9 o'clock and you're leaving before 5. Why? Because if you want the boss to be happy with you, so then you come on time and leave on time. You come to Kerala on time because you want your chavrusa to be with you. You understand the certain things that you have to do. If you want your boss, all for the boss, to be happy with you, then you have to make sure that you give it a priority. That Avodas Hashem is a priority. And if a person realizes that it's a priority, then it's a chashivas that he's going to give it. I'm not going to say that he's going to be able to stop speaking Lashon Hara in a second. But what it does mean is that you're willing to put in the effort that it's going to take you to ultimately change. You'll take the thing. Very often we look at it, it's hard. You know what's going to it's going to take me 30 years to be able to stop speaking Lashon Hara. So it'll take you 30 years. And what if it takes you 30 years? Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu give us 70-80 years? If we could finish everything and take care of everything that we have to do in 2 weeks, then why did Kadosh Baruch Hu give us 70 years? Because in economics, our whole lives are supposed to be growing. Our whole lives are. Somebody mentioned to me that the American prayer for patience, God grant me patience now. That's exactly how we look at it. That it's not. We want everything now. If you're gonna have, we can't wait. There's no plan. A big chelik of the avodah of Yom Kippur and Aseres Mitzvah is to sit down with oneself. That's the first thing. To give it the chashivas that it needs. The very fact that you're sitting down with yourself, sit down with yourself and realize that there's something which is has chashivas. Is at least as chashiv as saying Asher Yosef one time according to the Amshin Omer. 20 minutes to sit down, 50 minutes, 20 minutes. And the person should be honest with themselves. What do they need to work on and how are they going to get there? In the Hanami, I'm not going to stop speaking Lashon Hara overnight. I can't. I'm not holding there. But at least there should be some sort of program. And the way that Yisrael Salanter says the program is always to start with the easiest thing. I know that when I go to this and this person, then I end up speaking Lashon Hara. Do you have to go to him? No. Only if I'm bored, I do that. Okay, so cut it out. That one person you're not going to go to, or you only go to him once every other week. Whatever it is, whatever the simplest aspect of your cutting that out, it's also that aspect which is the easiest to get rid of is the biggest einish, because why did you do that avera? It's so easy to get rid of, but it's also the simplest place to start out with. That's where I'm going to start out with. When a person has, and you can do that for kama dvarim, whatever it is, the smallest thing, and the best thing to do is to have some sort of makav, some sort of, he should be some sort of program to look at it once a week, once a month, once every 2 months, even if you look at it once every 6 months. At least it's not next time that you fall into tshuva, it's next Rosh Hashanah. Where am I in between? Sometimes there should be some sort of program to grow. And that's really what it is. I think Dumani says in the Medrash, Tshuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekecho. If you start with your tshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Inechanami, it's Ad Hashem Lekecho. It goes all the way to Ribbono Shel'Olam. How can you go all the way to Ribbono Shel'Olam? Ribbono Shel'Olam is B'Shmei Shamayim. And they say the mashal, but I found that the Medrash says this. They just don't mention an elevator, but they say that the king, a mashal of a king that tells anybody that's going to go up, climb up to the 5,000th floor, whatever it is, he'll get whatever prize it is. And a person goes up one, and he says, no way, how am I going to get up there? And one person decides, that's it, the king said to do it, the king says to do it. He goes up one flight, two flights, 10 flights, 20 flights, 30 flights, so he gets up to the 30th flight, bang, there's an elevator that takes him up to the 5,000th flight. He was able to, that's what the... That's exactly what it says in the Medrash. The Medrash says, you do what you could do, and the Ribbono Shel'Olam will come to you, mitzad sheni, shuv elai v'shuv aleichem. You start, and I'll come to you. If you start with that, pischuli pesach kechudesh amachad, usually we just become miyuyish. We can't do it. There's no way that we can do it. There's no way we're going to stop saying. There's no way they're going to come out in time. There's no way I'm going to be mechavin every tefillah. There's no way, there's no way, there's no way, so we don't even start. You start, you have the siyata d'shmaya that the Ribbono Shel'Olam will have, Be'ez Hashem will be zeicha to a gemar chesim ha'teva and tshuva shleima and a relationship with the Borei Olam.